Bentley Atla boys going at it. Second quarter action here. Haynes down by three, score of 7-4. Metlakatla will have the basketball here as they come out of this first quarter break here. Now we're into the second quarter. Far side now, Tristan Winter got himself into a bit of foul trouble there, so he had to sit down for the Chiefs. So he's the one who creases most of the havoc for the Glacier Bears last time they met. Now it's almost knocked away by Light as he does knock it out of bounds on the far side that time as Carson Winter tried to make the pass across to Hudson, but Light got out there quickly and was able to knock it out of bounds. Now they come to Yelanimi. They kept him out of the scorebook so far. They go inside to Gromley. Stops, turn around, jumper of about six, and he's got it. He has a nice move inside there, and that's his first 2 points of the ball game. Just beginning second quarter action here. Haynes with the basketball down by five. Go right inside to Light. He holds it high over his head. Morgan breaks across the lane. Now they come back out to Saddle Franks. Back to Light again on that right side. Comes back out, fought for underneath. Ball's underneath, going to be controlled. Jump ball position is going to go to the Glacier Bears on it. There we go. Now we got it straightened out here. You look across at the score clock, and they have a possession arrow up there, so you can look at that arrow. You don't have to look down at the scorer's bench to find out. James Morgan will inbound far side for the Glacier Bears. And now we're going to take a short 30-second timeout here as Coach Boston wants to talk that over. They've been getting the ball too easy inside to Gromley on that, and I'm sure that's one of the things Coach wants to talk about because it's, you know, for him to turn around, he's a good jumper and he's a big kid.
Well, both Gormley and Alexander been battling hard inside. It's just definitely a height advantage for both of those guys against the Glacier Bears down inside there. And, you know, that first quarter, 11 rebounds for Metlakatla to 5 for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears got to do a better job all the way around making sure they put a body on somebody to keep them from getting to the glass.
Yeah, especially on the offensive boards. I mean, there were two and three opportunities there for the Chiefs on that one. So, yeah, that's another good point, Greg. Doug, they're going to have to make sure they stop that because Gromley, he'll take you apart, and so will Alexander inside. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Saddle Franklin, he'll come left-hand side to Wing. Wing holds it over his head, comes out. Little man-to-man, or looks like almost like they're playing a 4-1 here on defense, putting a lot of pressure on Justin. Now they go to Wing. He takes a little jump from the baseline, controlled underneath by back to Swinton. He's partially checked, however, fought for the ball, and it looks like it comes up in Yelanimi's hands. He'll bring it down the left-hand side. They're kind of playing a 4-1. They're not letting Justin Swinton go anywhere without having somebody in front of his face. And going down the center lane is Hudson as he's called for the travel, and he put a little extra arm into Justin Swinton there and knocked him down, but the official was looking the other direction. All right, Saddle Franks will control the ball for the Glacier Bears. Now he'll bring it up across the half-court line. Goes right-hand side to Morgan. They go into Light baseline. He's turned around, jump. Partially checked, however. Rebound comes back down to Gromley, and the Chiefs take advantage of it there. Backside check on that one for Devin Light. All right, left-hand side, nothing going for Mackey. They'll bring it back out to Carson Winter, back out to Mackey. 6:22 to go here in the second quarter. 9-4 is the score. The Chiefs have the lead and the basketball. Yelanimi out at the top. Cross court all the way to Carson Winter. Baseline, three-pointer on the way, a little bit short as Mackey came down with it. Now there's going to be a foul on it. I think it's going to be on the Chiefs. Yeah, it is on number one. That'll be Gromley, and that'll be his first personal foul. But the 16 foul, so Glacier Bears are going to be shooting 1-1 here the next chance they get here. Well, that should be a definite advantage for the Glacier Bears. Saddle Franks will bring the ball up across the half-court line. 9-4 is the score. 5-point lead by the Chiefs, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Back out to Saddle Franks. Takes the dribble down the lane. Almost knocked away, but there's going to be a foul. Saddle Franks did the right thing. He stepped in as far as the free throw line, was able to draw the foul on number 22. That is Carson Winter, and that will be his second personal foul. And as I just mentioned, that's going to send the Glacier Bears now to the free throw line here with some chances to cut into this, as that's the seventh team foul now. Saddle Franks yet to score in the ball game. Off the back of the iron, no rebound, comes back down into the hands of Tristan Winter, who checked back into the ball game for the Chiefs. Tristan Winter goes down the center lane, kicks the ball out to Gromley, up and in. Nice little give and go that time as he drew the defense to him, and that's the fourth point by Gromley. Tristan Winter, he likes to penetrate. Good ball handler. Badger checked into the ball game for the Glacier Bears at that last opportunity. Over to Saddle Franks. Swinton moves down to the low block now. Saddle Franks is running the offense out at the top. Lights up at the free throw line, looking across the lane. Doesn't go. Saddle Franks brings it out to the top. Now they reverse to wing. Left-hand side goes to Swinton. He wants the baseline, takes a couple dribbles, kicks the ball back out to the top. 5:15 to go here inside the light. Little jumper about six. No. Rebound fought for. Goes off of Swinton and out of bounds. Net probably were lucked out there. Alexander's coming into the ball game. Gromley will take a quick seat here. It looked like to me that, maybe it was kind of the other way, but anyhow, ball goes back to the Chiefs. They lead by seven. Comes all the way down to Carson Winters, back out to Tristan Winters, back to Yelonimi, over left-hand side to Winters. That's Tristan. They'll bring the ball back out. Glacier Bears playing a zone defense here now. Comes back out to Yelonimi. Three-pointer on the way by Tristan Winters, and he gets it. So he's got 8 points in the ball game so far. 10-point lead now for the Chiefs. Saddle Franks goes left-hand side, back to wing. Wing passes the ball across. Saddle Franks hustles back nicely and gets it before it goes across the half-court line. And now there's going to be a foul. Carson Winters is going to pick up his third personal foul. So the Chiefs getting themselves into foul trouble here. And coming off by the bench is Gromley, and that will be the third personal foul on Carson Winters, so he's going to have to take a quick seat here. He had him trapped against the baseline, or since the out of far sideline, but then he tried to reach in there. Now that's going to send Jordan Badger to the free throw line. He eats shots on his way off the back of the iron. Alexander fights for it, and he comes up with it as Jordan missed that free throw opportunity. Still a 10-point lead by the Chiefs. Tristan Winter goes inside, puts up a little jumper, no rebound fought for, and Alexander's going to get to it for the Chiefs. They come back out to Tristan Winter, gives it all the way over to Hudson, reverses the ball nicely to Yelonimi. He looks inside, can't do anything with it, though. 4 minutes to go here, the first half of play. Out to Tristan Winter, stops, gives up his dribble, wing puts on some pressure. Long cross-court pass to Yelonimi, three-pointer on the way, no, a little short. Rebound, Saddle Franks, long down-court pass to wing. He can't control it. Knocked out of bounds by the Chiefs. Fortunate break there for the Chiefs as Wing, he broke away and he would have had the easy lay and just couldn't quite get a handle on it. Light's going to inbound far right-hand side. Devin Light kicks the ball back out to Saddle Franks. Three-pointer on the way. No, a little bit short. Rebound fought for. And just standing there in the right spot, the ball fell into his hands was Hudson. For the Chiefs, so he'll bring it up across the half-court line. Goes left-hand side to Tristan Winter. Back out to Hudson. Back to Winter. Inside to Gromley. Loses control, but gains it back. Comes back out to Hudson. Free throw line jumper a little bit short. Alexander comes down with it. Gives the ball back outside. Puts up the shot. Tristan Winter did the right thing. He got everybody up in the air. And then he just waited and tried to go up when they went down. Missed the shot, however. So the foul is going to be on the Glacier Bears. And Devin Light's going to pick up his first personal foul. Tristan Winter at the free throw line. He's got 1 for 1. Make it 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And he's got 9 points in the ball game. Looks like Lynch is checking into the ball game for the Glacier Bears right now. 15-4, 11-point lead by the Chiefs right now. Glacier Bears just need to get a bucket or two. This one's on the way, and it's also good. So he picks up another one, and that's his 10th point. 3:30 to go in the first half of play. Goes down the right-hand side, Saddle Franks. Goes into Swinton at the free throw line, back to Lynch. Over to Light, three-pointer on the way. In and out, no rebound fought for, and Winter comes up with it for the Chiefs. He'll give the ball back to Hudson, who runs the offense for them out at the top. Glacier Bears set it up. They go right-hand side. Lynch puts a little pressure on back to Alexander. He takes a couple dribbles, gets it back out to Winter. Tristan Winter steps inside, gets around Lynch. Jumper about six, in and out, and back in again. So Tristan Winter's got 12. He's controlling it here now for the Chiefs. Left-hand side to Swinton. Glacier Bears down by 14. Saddle Franks, three-pointer on the way. No, rebound fought for. Comes back in the hands of Winter. He stops, puts up the drive, a little bit short, going to draw on the shot, but was able to draw the foul. It was like a 1-on-3 break there, and he just kind of patiently waited around, And it is going to be on Saddle Franks. That'll be his first personal foul. And that'll send Winter back to the free throw line. Tristan's got 12 points so far of the 18 that they've scored in the first half of play. This one's on its way. Good. Picks up another one. Substitution. Fowler's coming into the ball game now. And Saddle Franks will take a quick seat. So 13 points now. 13 of the 19 here. 19-4 is the score. Glacier Bears need to get a couple buckets out of it. This one rolls around and drops through, so he's 5-for-5 and 14 points. Wing will bring it up for the Glacier Bears now. Goes right inside to Lynch. Goes out to Levin Light, left that baseline. Now there's going to be a travel on it as Devin forgot to dribble. He wanted that hoop. It was a one-on-one game, and Devin is really quick. And so he wanted to make a move off of that baseline. Just got a little excited and moved his feet. All right, we're going to take a quick short timeout here again so we'll be able to talk about what kind of happened here. Glacier Bears just having a tough time getting into their offense.
Well, they're not really running their offense. They're going about one or two passes, and then they're throwing the ball up. The first quarter, they moved the team back and forth, and they got a lot of movement, but then didn't really take any of the open shots they got. Now in the second quarter here, seems like they're forcing a lot of shots after one or two passes. And then on the other end, you know, they're not getting any rebounds. They're being out-rebounded 12-2 here in the quarter.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, you need to, especially when you're playing that zone defense, you got to get it moving around a little bit to get some openings in there. And, you know, they do. There's a nice big opening in the center of that zone that the Chiefs are setting up, so the Glacier Bears need to take advantage of it. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears right now, 2:20 to go in the first half of play. Tristan Winter, he'll bring it up, gets it across half-court line, trapped in the corner, but he'll kick it back out nicely to Hudson, and he'll set the offense, and they move back into it now. 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears. Right-hand side to Tristan Winter, stops, wing comes out, puts a little pressure on, reverse it back to Yelanimi. He goes to the baseline to Grunley, takes a couple dribbles, now he'll bring it back out to Hudson, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Over to Yelanimi, over to Alexander, all the way across to Tristan. Nice ball movement by the Chiefs right now. They move it back. They've run a little bit of clock. They go back inside to Alexander, back out to Hudson, over to Yelanimi. He looks inside, back to Alexander. Just reversing the ball back around. Alexander coming across the lane, and now it's going to be tied up by Lynch. And it just rolled him over, and it's going to be Lynch's foul. I'm not sure. That's a good matchup for Keegan Lynch. All right, comes back inside to Alexander. Back out to Tristan Winter, all the way to Hudson. They'll set the offense again. Chiefs very patient here on it, as they have the lead 20-4, but they also have the basketball, and they're just running some clock. Comes back inside to Tristan Winter. Goes downside, back out to Hudson, all the way to Yelanimi. Alexander baseline, back out to Hudson again, over to Yelanimi. They can't let him go because he is a definite three-point shooter. So there definitely goes Tristan Winter, tries to break inside. Gromley wants that baseline. Nice defense by Swinton as he wouldn't give it to him. Back to Hudson, over to Yelanimi. 1:15 to go here in the first half of play. Back out to Tristan Winter. Nice ball movement by the Chiefs. Back out to Hudson at the top. Couple dribbles, he'll go right-hand side. Alexander comes across the lane. Fowler won't let him come there, however. And now they look inside. The alley-oop inside to Alexander. He's a big kid. Once he gets that basketball, it's hard to get it away from him. Goes back out to Hudson. 50 seconds to go in the first half of play. Left-hand side to Yelanimi. Back to Hudson. This is kind of playing in the Glacier Bears' hands. I mean, they're not scoring, and time's running off the clock. So Glacier Bears, if they can make a steal here and get a quick bucket before the half, that'll definitely perk them up. Goes back out to Hudson at the top. 30 seconds to go here. Now he'll just take the dribble out at the top, left-hand side. I suspect they're just going to wait around to the last opportunity to shoot now. Tristan Winter out to the right-hand side, way out beyond the three-point arc. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Lynch comes out, back to Tristan Winter. Winter goes back to Hudson, all the way around to Yelanimi. 11 seconds to go. Back to Hudson. Now he looks up at the clock. Now they come into the offense. Tristan Winter kicks the ball back out to Yelanimi. He looks inside. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. Winter goes inside, puts up the shot, and he gets it! Tristan Winter finishes this first half of play with 16 points. Glacier Bears and the Chiefs, very patient. They ran more than 2 minutes off the clock without a shot, and then they scored with like 0.5 seconds to go in that first half. They're going to extend the lead now to 22-4. So we're going to finish this first half of play with the Metlakatla Chiefs 22 and the Haynes Glacier Bears 4, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes.